Buscar. Why do you meditate? Do you know? Meditation is a practice. But what are you practicing for? What is it that you seek? When you are in your body, in a waking state, you are ordinarily engaged in the experience of taking in sensory information through your five senses, is it not? Processing it, thinking about it, making associations and connections in your mind, and then reacting with your feelings to those associations and connections, and expressing yourself in the world. Daily life is engaged in this experience, and your conscious attention, your awareness, is engaged in this experience. When you meditate, what happens? You close your eyes. You turn your concentration inward. You take your attention away from your senses. And should your concentration be good, then also your attention is focused away from your reactions to life experience, your thoughts and observations, and even your feelings about your ordinary experiences of life. And instead, through the practice of concentration, your mind, your awareness, your attention is moved away from the physical world, away from thoughts about the physical world. And should your attention get highly focused through your concentration practice, all of these thoughts and ideas in the mind drop away. And what remains? When you focus attention, the very nature of attention is it attends to something. So if you are not attending to your day-to-day experiences or your thoughts and perceptions about those experiences, what are you attending to? What is the focus of your attention? All meditation practices lead to this process of bringing attention away from day-to-day perceptual fields into an expanded realm. But what is that expanded realm? The yogis say there are three stages to meditation. There is dharana, which is where you are attempting to concentrate your mind. The first step of any meditation process is concentration, making your attention single-pointed upon your object of ideation, upon your focus of attention. That focus of attention may be a mantra, it may be a deity, a guru, it may be a thought, love, truth, an idea. It may be simply listening deeply to the awareness in all experience until you transcend that experience. Whatever technique you use, you first focus your awareness through concentration. When concentration becomes single-pointed, attention moves out of its scattered perceptual fields of sensory experience and physical and sensory experience and mental interpretations and comes to your focal point of concentration. Whatever you have used as a focal point. But then what happens? What happens when awareness is able to focus on a single point of concentration? When you are able to steady your attention and hold it on that point of concentration. When that happens, you as an observer, as the one who is focusing attention and concentrating, and the object of your concentration begin to move together. The subject, you, and the focus point of your concentration, mantra, idea, saint, guru, deity, even ordinary experience, once you deeply concentrate and you stop thinking about it and the mind becomes still, the witnessing consciousness, the you who observes or experiences what your attention focuses on and that which you focus on, the subject and object, begin to blend. This is samadhi. So there is first, the yogis say, dharana, concentration. Then there is dhyan, where the concentration steadies. And you awareness becomes somewhat fixed on your focal point. You may think about it, You may have ideas about it, experiences around it, but you are relatively fixed on it. But as that concentration of attention becomes singular, completely fixed on your focal point, on your object of ideation, then something happens. Thought falls away. Mental images fall away. And you and the essence of what you concentrate upon, what your attention is focused on, the one witnessing consciousness, attending, and that to which is attended, begin to lose differentiation. This is samadhi, where single-pointed concentration of attention becomes so deep that the knower and the known become one. But this process has different stages. It is not one process, but a sequence of stages the mind goes through that dissolve the sense of duality. And the true nature of what is becomes revealed. Meditation is not simply to calm your mind. You can do deep relaxation for that. It is not simply to improve your concentration, though it does. It is not to get a bright idea in your mind, though bright ideas will come. Meditation is deeper than all of these things. And it is not a passive process by which you simply relax. No. Meditation, true meditation, is a deep process of knowing your own self. And that process has focus and it has stages. It requires you to attain single-pointed concentration. Even if you are concentrating on how your body, scanning your body, as is done in some forms of meditation, or you are concentrating on an object, a candle flame, whatever it is you are concentrating on, the mind ceases to wander here and there as your concentration improves. And soon the ideas in the mind are in a narrower field around your object of ideation. And then they drop away altogether. Mind becomes quiet. But this is not the end. This is the beginning of meditation. At that stage, when mind becomes quiet and the thoughts are not running here and there, you may feel some background images, something, but there is an intense focus, perhaps a blissful feeling. And as this happens, the duality of self and other begins to fall away. And realization comes. Realization, direct experience. Not thoughts about, but direct experience. And in that direct experience, there may be the feeling, I and my beloved are one. I and this divine presence, this divine love, this divine truth, this consciousness, we're the same. We're one. At that stage, there is a certain realization, an awakening. But in that awakening, there is still the existence of I. And if there is I, there is thou. There is separation. Duality remains, though it is softened. It is softened. And as that softening continues, you may feel, I am just touching. I am so close to that to which I am drawn, to my beloved, to my source, to this great unity, to this vast consciousness. I am so close. I am just touching. I am blended. And this is a very powerful realization. But when this realization comes and you are lost in this experience of touching, being in intimate contact with your focus of your meditation, then there is great realization. The inner knowledge of what you have touched arises in you. But still, there is a you in which it arises, which is separate from that which you are touching. I am so close. I am just touching that infinite truth, that one beloved. As you continue, as this process of deepening continues, as attentive awareness, attention, continues to immerse in your object of ideation, your immersion grows. Your immersion as you, as the witness who experiences what you attend to, grows. Until not only are you touching your deep source, and you are one, then a deeper experience occurs. Where there is only one, there is no self and other. There is no lover and beloved. There is only love. There is only the vast infinite divine self. And you, like the drop of water dropped into the sea, are indistinguishable. You as the witness, the aware intelligence whose attention has been drawn to this great focus. You and the focus are one. There is no separation. There is no you. There is only being, love, truth. There is only the one. Mind is suspended. Senses are suspended. Conscious, intelligent awareness is lost in its own true nature. And the illusions of duality that arise out of embodiment are entirely lost to one in deep samadhi. And then, in this non-duality, this unitary wholeness, where mind is merged into the cosmic mind, consciousness merged into that cosmic existence, when this even dissolves, the cosmic causality dissolves. And the unmanifest is known. That which is beyond all thought, beyond all ideas, beyond all descriptions. That which cannot be named, you cannot have a thought about it. It is beyond thought. The mind cannot contain it. It is beyond mind, even beyond cosmic mind, in which the universe is strung. As long as you have a link to a physical form, from that state, you will be drawn back into the body. Your attentive, aware consciousness will be drawn back to your physical form. Perhaps it will be a minute, an hour, a few hours, a day, but your body link will draw you back into form. Awareness will come back to awareness of form and senses. But a great bliss will engulf you. And knowledge, great knowledge. And you will know there is more than this physical life in a body. And that the potentials within you are profound. The whole universe lies at your fingertips and beyond the universe, in the source of all existence. It all lies within you. And the great adventure of human life is to unlock the doorways to your soul and the cosmos. This is meditation. Do not get confused about what the process is. All right? This is the intent, the process, whatever practice you use. All right.